This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's been barely 10 years since the Apple App Store opened its virtual doors. And in the decades since, the App Store industry, which is a very real thing, has exploded. The Apple App Store and Google Play together were, and this is just in 2018, a $101 billion industry worldwide. Apple takes a 30% fee for most of the purchases made in its App Store, 30%, which has app developers, consumers, and some big companies crying foul. Shira Ovide is a tech columnist for Bloomberg Opinion. She wrote about this just the other day. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
30%? Are you kidding me with the App Store?
Yeah, it sounds like a lot, right? So
well, yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Usurious is a lot. But that's part of the gripe, right? Because the App Store is a closed environment and companies in many regard have no option but to pay the 30%.
Yes, that's exactly true. And I should say that it's 30% in many cases, but both Apple and Google have recently started to charge a 15% commission for subscription services if people stick with it for a year or longer. But still, it's a significant percentage, and you're starting to hear more and more gripes about it.
Well, so the question is, have they cut to that 15% because companies like Netflix and Epic Games and a bunch of other biggies are saying, this is absurd and we're going to do a workaround somehow?
Well, they cut to the 15% largely because Apple wants to push more subscriptions as opposed to this kind of pay once for an app download. And that's been particularly popular. The subscription option has been particularly popular for things like video games or streaming video services like Netflix, as you said. But yes, Apple has also faced longstanding complaints from companies big and small that they're taking too large a cut of the transactions that people make inside of apps.
Also users too, right? Because in theory, then you have these app developers jacking up the price because they're going to lose 30% off the top to Apple.
Yeah, in a way, it's funny because consumers don't really see this directly, right? If I pay $10 a month to Netflix and Netflix has to give 15 or 30% of that to Apple, I don't necessarily see that number. So in a way, we as consumers are paying more even if we're not paying that check directly to Apple or Google.
Right. Now, we should say here that there is a lawsuit pending, I guess. It's been heard by the Supreme Court about this very issue.
Yes, exactly right. So the Supreme Court heard arguments in what a group of consumers hopes will be a class action case where they're basically testing the rules of the Apple App Store and likely similar app stores.
Right.
And the issue that's under consideration here is, do consumers, do you and I, have the right to sue over the cut that these app developers are paying to Apple? And what Apple says is no. The issue here is, if this goes against Apple, the Supreme Court case, we may just see a wholesale rewriting of the functioning of the economics in app stores, which could be really interesting for consumers and maybe detrimental to the finances of Apple in particular.
Because these app stores are multi-billion dollar enterprises.
You and I, consumers, spend tens of billions of dollars every year on app stores. So we're talking about significant revenue. And again, for Apple in particular, iPhone growth is slowing, so they need to rely on these other growing revenue streams like App Store fees.
Well, to that point, Tim Cook came out, you know, a week, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, with that letter about China and how, you know, they're hurting and they're going to rely more on services. So this is, in a way, a little bit existential for the company.
It is. Apple needs things like App Store downloads and, you know, Apple Care warranty programs and Apple Music in order to make up the lost revenue from things like people not buying as many iPhones as they used to.
This Supreme Court case, just to wrap it up, is this one of those a decision is expected by June kind of things?
Yeah, this term. Yeah. So who knows when exactly.
Fair enough. Shira Ovide writes on technology for Bloomberg Opinion. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.